Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be hosting the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. It's Friday. It's the 13th of April. So it's always a great day when it's a Friday in sunny Shoreditch. So that's always a great start to a great weekend. And what an exciting weekend we have ahead. At 3 o'clock this morning, myself and Young Oliver, who's present in the office, who's our blockchain and crypto analyst, is going to be flying out with me to Amsterdam. So we've got an early start tomorrow. We're super excited to be part of Europe's largest NEO event. There's going to be great acts such as Dahong Fei, who's the founder of NEO, Moonlight, Switchio, Alchemint, many great projects that are coming out in the NEO blockchain. So we're really excited to be part of that. We're really excited to be flying out there and hanging out with everyone and catching up with old friends and making new ones. So that's the situation where we are right now. Let's see what's been going on in the market, because it's been a phenomenal day in the market thus far. I mean, we have the market cap at $325 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 42.1%. The volume the last 24 hours has been $23 billion into the market. Bitcoin's currently trading at $8,080. What a huge, huge run it's had. That's up 6%. Now, the percentage, that's in the last 24 hours. But if you look at the last couple of days, we saw Bitcoin at 6,800. That's slowly climbing up. So that's great to see. Ethereum's at $512. We're getting back to certain levels. So it feels familiar, that's for sure. That's up 10.63% today. EOS is at $9, $9, and that's up 3%. NEO's at $66. That's up 9.5% today. One of the biggest movers though today was Golem. Golem's at 50 cent. This was trading at 25 cents literally 48 hours ago, and that's up today 70%. So big, big shout out and huge congratulations to the Golem team, because they've been executing to perfection on their roadmap for this year, and they released their testnet, I believe, a couple of days ago as well. So big, big shout out to those guys. And not only are they awesome guys, we were hanging out with them in Hong Kong. We've had Julian, the CEO, on the podcast. They're a Class A act, and they're executing to perfection. Another cryptocurrency I wanted to give a shout-out to was the Bitcoin Private. That's up... That's trading at $30. That's up 55% today. The market cap for that is $628 billion. Some people probably haven't heard of this. It's a coin that has been airdropped to all Bitcoin and Zed Classic holders. We're going to be talking about it later on in the show, so stay tuned and let's get on to the next part of the show. So the top story today, and one that caught my attention and many other people's attention, was this: Bitcoin exchange implicates employee in a $3 million theft. So Indian-based Bitcoin exchange CoinSecure has announced that 438.318 Bitcoins worth $3.3 million were stolen from its service, allegedly due to the actions of a rogue employee. According to a statement on the company's website, the funds were lost as a result of the exposure of private keys, the cryptographic code that unlocks and moves blockchain-based assets, by the company's chief security officer, Dr. Ambit Saxena, in an attempt to distribute Bitcoin Gold, BTG, to customers. In an FIR first information report with the cybercrime unit in New Delhi, the company says, "We feel that he is making a false story to divert our attention, and he might have played a role in this entire incident." Speaking to CoinDesk, CEO of CoinSecure, Mohit, said that the theft occurred at no fault of the company. Rather, it was our CSO's system which was compromised, as he claims. The procedures he followed were never supposed to be done online in the first place, he claimed. The company has also asked the cybercrime unit to seize Saxena's passport to prevent him from absconding. I mean, like, how ridiculous is that? So the CEO says, "Oh, it wasn't my fault. It was like the CSO's fault. It's his system." I mean, realistically, if you're running a exchange such as CoinSecure and you have the responsibility of people's Bitcoin and coins, other crypto coins and tokens out there, you are in charge of that, and you have to take full responsibility for anything that happens in your company. You can't be pinpointing employees by saying it wasn't me, it was them. I mean, how ridiculous is that? This guy needs to take full responsibility for this. And I really feel this is probably going to damage CoinSecure, not only in the short term, but also in the long term as well. I mean, people lose trust, not only in the CEO and his judgment, but the company itself. But anyway, that's my two cents on the situation. Let me know yours. Russia to ban Telegram. A crazy story, but one that has actually been published. Let's go through it. Russian authorities have demanded ISP ban for the crypto industry's go-to encrypted messenger service, Telegram. And that was done today, just weeks after the project raised $1.7 billion in its ICO pre-sale to support the development of its own blockchain platform. As various local news outlets report, the decision by the Taganskiy District Court in Moscow means that the Kremlin's internet monitoring organization, Roskomnadzor, will now force domestic ISPs to block access to Telegram in the near future. We're talking about days, maybe hours, maybe minutes, Roskomnadzor director Alexander Glavos told TASS, which is one of the media outlets. Following the brief court session, Telegram CEO Pavel Durov released fighting words on his personal channel and across social media, writing that freedom was not for sale, continuing, "At Telegram, we have the luxury of not caring about revenue streams or ad sales. Privacy is not for sale, and human rights should not be compromised out of fear or greed." One Instagram photo, a photo of Durov, appeared riding a horse through the desert along with a description of, "To be truly free, you should be ready to risk everything for freedom." Durov had prevented Telegram's own lawyers from attending the hearing due to it being, in his words, a farce. At the end of March 2018, Telegram announced a record 200 million active user base. By the preceding month, around 10 million of Telegram's users were actually Russian and thus will be affected in the ban. Despite the large user base, the messenger service has faced a number of difficulties since it announced and launched the first phase of its ICO. Two quiet pre-sales generating a rumored $1.7 billion have received such publicity that a host of organized scam operations have since successfully conned unsuspecting users out of digital currency funds, despite Telegram's public ICO not yet being live. Great story. Let me know your views on that. I mean, there's a lot of hearsay with Telegram's ICO. I haven't heard a lot of people being too enthusiastic about it, but I'd be interested to hear you, the listeners' views on this. So remember to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com with your views on this story. Let's jump to the next one. Vietnam toughens measures on crypto amid suspicion of biggest scam in industry history. So let's find out more. Vietnamese Prime Minister has urged government and financial bodies to toughen the management of activities related to Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in a government directive issued today, April 13th, following reports of a major ICO scam in the country this week. Cryptocurrency investment and trading and raising money through initial coin offerings are evolving in a more complicated manner, the government warned. These developments pose risks not only to finance, but to the country's social order, it added. Reuters further reports this week that the Prime Minister ordered the State Bank of Vietnam to crack down on all crypto-related financial services, as well as urging the Ministry of Justice to complete a legal framework for the management of virtual currencies and assets. The move follows reports of what could be the largest crypto fraud in history, if proven true, with allegations that Vietnamese-based Modern Tech swindled 32,000 investors out of 15 trillion dong, which is $658 million, in an ICO involving sales of IFAN and Pincoin, two ERC-20 tokens. A lack of hard currency payouts prompted a demonstration outside Modern Tech's Ho Chi Minh City headquarters on April 8th. The cell phone of the company's chief director, Ho Van, was switched off on April 11th, according to Reuters. Lee Dong Phong, the police chief of Ho Chi Minh City, said the authorities were waiting for alleged victims to file official accusations before launching an investigation. All cryptocurrencies and transactions in cryptocurrencies are illegal in Vietnam, he emphasized. Super interesting story. It seems that the government's not really doing anything about this. And this isn't an issue on cryptocurrencies or blockchain itself. This is an issue on two frauds, which has no correlation to cryptocurrency space or blockchain technology. It's just two fraudsters who have stolen from 32,000 victims, pretty much. And I think that's the way that most people are going to see this. And it's a shame that they've had to taint the image to the government in the way they have. But anyway, that's my two cents. Let me know yours, and let's get on to the next part of the show. The top Twitter tweet today goes to @apompolino, and here's the tweet. We actually featured him yesterday, but it's a great tweet. Remember who the Bitcoin bears were for the last 3 months? They'll be silent when Bitcoin hits a new all-time high. Woohoo! Second tweet goes to Max Kaiser, and you can go follow him @MaxKaiser. And here's the tweet. People telling me Bitcoin is too high, $8,000, are the same who told me it was too high, $1, $10, $100, and $1,000. So true. So true. Let's get on to the next part of the show, and we've got a very special segment ahead.
SBK's current global crypto view.
At the start of the show, I said we would speak more about Bitcoin Private. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And the person to deliver this the best would be Young Oliver. Young Oliver, who is our in-house blockchain and cryptocurrency analyst. So Oliver, what's going on with Bitcoin Private?
Thanks for the introduction, Charles. Let's get into what Bitcoin Private really is. So there are many forks on the Bitcoin blockchain that seem to do, you know, they try to address a use case like Bitcoin Cash is aiming to address scalability by increasing the block size. But by increasing the block size is probably the wrong way to do it. Bitcoin Gold is trying to make mining fairer by allowing, you know, people who have fairly low-level hardware mine Bitcoin. But I think these issues aren't really big issues that the guys in the Bitcoin community want addressing. Privacy, though, is something that everyone is interested in addressing. And Bitcoin Private does exactly that. It's the first fork merge of its kind. So how does that work? So Zcash had a fork called Zed Classic. The difference between Zcash and Zed Classic was that there was no mining fee going to the founders in Zed Classic. I don't know if you guys are aware, but in Zcash, 20% of all mining fees go to the founders who created it. So there's no founders fee in Zed Classic, but there's not much adoption. And so how they thought they'd address this situation is by taking the user base of Bitcoin and adding zk-snarks technology, which is in Zed Classic. So they're merging Zed Classic with Bitcoin, and then they're forking to create Bitcoin Private. So if you own Bitcoin, you'll receive a token of Bitcoin Private, and equally, if you own Zed Classic, you'll receive a token of Bitcoin Private. So it's a really interesting proposition. I thought I'd bring it to your attention, as it's up at its highs around 110% today. So it's definitely one to look out for. If you have any questions, just shoot them over to us.
Great. Oliver, thank you so much for jumping on the mic just then. I know he's been super busy today, and he's also coming with me to Amsterdam tomorrow. So he's making sure. Yeah, I think he's getting a haircut tonight. He's making sure he's going to be getting on point and on brand, as all of us do. Just by the way, Bitcoin Private is currently trading around $30. So what we'll do is on Monday, we'll do a follow-up podcast, and we will talk about how to claim your Bitcoin Private for all the Bitcoin holders out there. I know most of my listeners hold the BTC, yeah? So that's great to hear. We'll definitely let you know how to do that. Thank you so much for your attention. That is a wrap. I've got to bounce. Have a phenomenal weekend, and we'll be back on Monday with an Amsterdam. And for the listeners that are really on their game, remember to head to www.youtube.com/SVK crypto to stay on top of all of our video footage that we're putting out there. Watch this space. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. And also remember to join us on Telegram, SVK Space Crowd, and also tweet us @SVK_crypto. Have a phenomenal weekend. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK. SVK Crypto Podcast Original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK underscore crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.